am on. And have you got this? Yeah, well, no, we will. Okay, healers, let's get to the head of the table. Go ahead and start right now, Amy. Okay, healers to the head of the table. Open your palm chakras up. Okay, let's go. Grab your client. Now, So what you're going to do is you're going to start with either thumbs over the third eye, or if your table's taller and you get underneath the head, sometimes that's a real nice thing to hold, to cradle their head. But basically, you're going to be sending energy back and forth between your hands, bringing balance to their brain. You'll find that some people may have, you'll feel their brain, and it'll feel like one side's literally bigger than the other, because they always use either the left brain or the right brain when they're thinking. We want to have a balance in there. We want to relax their mind, take it out of the I'm in charge of everything role. And as you're sending the energy back and forth, a infinity loop begins to form, crossing right at the midsection of the brain, back and forth, and you can feel it within yourself. There's a beautiful movement, right to left, left to right, back and forth through your head and through theirs. And then sending that energy now down and up the body, the same thing. An infinity loop that crosses at the heart. Just feeling it moving down and up through the body. And then you're going to move to the left of the left of their body. And if you're left-handed, you're going to be to the right of the table, or the right of their body. And you're now going to slide one hand underneath the back of their second chakra, which should be just about the belt height. And the other hand is over on top of the second chakra. Okay, so get yourself nice and comfortable. And now, everybody who is doing the healing work, nice wide stance and start moving your hips. Okay, notice that you can't feel until your hips are moving, so feel the flow. And now imagine that there is a enormous pool of liquid orange light, bright, beautiful orange juice that begins to pour down into the room and in through your seventh chakra, literally filling you up like a vessel, like a vase of this orange light. Your legs fill, your arms fill, your body fills with passion and movement. And that orange light continues to move. It never stops. It's never rigid like your body's form. It's flowing through you all the time. Picture that your arms are full of it now, And as you are full of that orange light, continue to move. Feel, it's like the ocean moving through you. It never stops. It's always moving. And as you're doing that, notice that there's an upwelling in the center, deep within their second chakra. It's like a spring of that same orange liquid light that starts emerging up and filling their chakra, both front and back. Make sure your body continues to move. Healer needs to feel this healing. You can't think it. And then you're going to pull the hand out from underneath their body and place it on top. And continue that sensation, that feeling of fluid energy. And you're going to place the lower hand into the first chakra. Allow that chakra to now be like a well that's just overflowing and pouring down from the second chakra into the first chakra. And as the energy of the second chakra hits the first chakra, the body relaxes. It loses all tension and begins to flow and become a vessel of pleasure, not just of work, not just of function. And then you're going to, now the first chakra is full, we're going to put one hand on either one of the hips, right on the hip joint. We're going to begin to fill the hips. We're going to be filling the legs all the way down. Keep your body moving. And then the other hip. So now their whole pelvis is full of this beautiful light. Any tension they may have had in their lower back, and their sacrum, literally the bones soften. The energy helps the whole area release any forms of tension that go along with the way they hold their physical body and their sensuality. And then down to their knees, just letting that just picture that there's a well of energy coming up underneath your right hand, and your right hand is just guiding it down, filling their upper legs. The upper legs are often very guarded in people. There's a lot of armoring around the upper legs. It's the warrior part of the body. You want to notice that just releasing and softening. And then the other knee. And feel the legs are like open vessels. They're just filling with this orange liquid light. You'll notice that the legs become lighter. And you may find that someone who is very rigid is all of a sudden feels malleable and flexible in your hands. And then go down to the feet. Once again, pouring that energy, allowing it to upwell from the second chakra, filling the legs. And then the other foot. And once both legs are filled, just hold for a minute and just notice how wonderful it is and how when their legs are filled with passion and pleasure, they literally will dance through life. No rigid holding to any one space, allowing the world to guide them, move them. And then you're going to come around the table. Keep contact with the client as you come around the table. Placing the sending hand over the second chakra. And the upper hand in the third chakra. And now you're allowing the passion and the pleasure to meet their sense of self, that rigid mental stance they've had about who they are and what they can do begins to melt right under your hands as that orange light fills not only the third chakra, but up through the entire field. The whole energy field around the body is filling with orange light. There's a passion for the self. And then moving the upper hand, the lower hand stays over the second chakra. The upper hand moves over the heart chakra. Remember, when you place the hand over the heart chakra, fingertips up, thumb in. Just make sure you're not sticking your fingertips into their throat. And now we're moving that pleasure and that passion into relationship. Opening to the joy of love. The fluidity. The openness. The receptivity of love. And then moving up to the fifth chakra, holding behind their head, behind their neck, I should say. And now we're going to bring that beautiful orange flowing energy to the neck. A lot of people have neck and shoulder stress and pain. We're completely softening that part of the body, as well as opening them to be able to speak with passion about themselves, about what they love, about their life. Being able to share their needs. Know that those needs will be met. Just by speaking, just by sharing. And then we're going to the sixth chakra. Fingertips together over the third eye, gently touching. If they have an eye patch on, you can just go right on top of the eye patch. And now we're moving that vision of dynamic, emotional life, and the vision of pleasure to the vision center itself, where they realize just the beauty of laying your eyes on another human being, of seeing a flower, of gazing at the sky, and being able to see effortlessly how wonderful it is to be alive right now, in this time, in this space, and in this body. And then moving into the seventh chakra, fingertips into the seventh chakra, palm up. We're upwelling that beautiful orange light up through the entire energy system. So now the whole field is full of this orange flowing light. Any rigidity or limitation in the seventh chakra or fears of change melt. Into this wonderful passion and enthusiasm. We're infinite possibility, infinite feelings and sensations to flow and to guide that person in their life. And now you're going to gently release their body, step away very slowly, and allow them to hold that full system that is only sensation. And as you do this, if you want to put your hands over your heart and just bring your energy into your heart. To create a balance between the sensations and feelings in the lower chakras and the organizational needs of the mind, the heart has to be the mediator. So visualize rose light and step back into their field and place fingertips over the second chakra and over the sixth chakra. And picture that they are going to integrate those two as a team, an essential team, where feelings lead to new ways of seeing the world. And the way you see the world helps you understand and bring balance to the sensations and feelings you're having in your life. And then you're going to come around to the head of the table and we're going to close. Opening 6 and 7 in your own head, allowing the vision of this beautiful integrated body where feelings are primary in the person's life, not secondary. And thinking supports present moment sensations and feelings, passion and pleasure. Place both hands over the third eye, sending that vision all the way down through the third eye, all the way down through every cell in the body, down to the feet, back up. Send it down a number of times so they can really integrate this sensation, this balance point of vision. And then close, stepping back from the client. Close in front of the second chakra. Close behind the second chakra. Step out of their field. I think we got him. Okay, let's bring him back, and we're going to need to change pretty quickly, so just share for a minute, and then we'll change over.